This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Back in Bismarck, we're the state capital. Legislature today is what we call our coverage of the legislature. We're here to cover what's happening today. We're here to cover what's happening in the week ahead, but certainly just big picture. Also giving you access to legislators as well, very important. And we've talked to Josh Beauchesne, the local show, in our WDOI AM 1100 The Flag only edition of What's on Your Mind. Statewide, chatting with Senator Rich Warner, and soon the Speaker of the House, ladies and gentlemen, is here with us. Kim Koppelman, West Fargo, will be here to answer any questions you might have and talk a little bit about the session, too. Tomorrow on the program, quick programming note, we're going to start our first Better Business Roundtable in What's on Your Mind. And we have searched high and low for the experts from accounting, law, technology, and banking to talk about the challenges, but most importantly, the solutions and everything they're facing right now. Find me a business person that doesn't have their world upside down right now. Whether it's COVID, whether it's, is Trump gone and Biden's in? What does that mean? I mean, all those things. The legislature every year, every other year, does incredible things. Some good, some would view as bad for law, technology, banks. So there's just a lot of things they need to maneuver. So I want to thank our sponsors, High Point Networks, Onstad, Twitchell Law Firm, Starion Bank, Starion Bank, Starion, Tomato, Tomato, and Ide Bailey. So that'll be just after 10 a.m. Tomorrow on Z Program. Who's hungry? I see a lot of folks nodding their heads. And I rolled through Valley City this morning, had a little breakfast in my stop, 292, the exit on I-94. On the way back, I think I might go scalloped potatoes and ham. I think I might do that because that's the lunch special today. Beef tips, too, in Valley City. If you're in Harwood off I-29, I'd stop in at PetroServe USA and go to the Tater Tot Hot Dish. Or if you're in West Fargo, the Tater Tot Hot Dish is there, too, at the West Main Avenue location. Barbecue chicken sandwiches, 12th Avenue North. Yulin, see, Yulin's after my heart. They have scalloped potatoes. No ham in them. Nothing against the pig farmers, but I'm not big on ham in my scalloped potatoes. And they clearly know that in Newland. So anyway, PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. You tell them Scott sent you. We have Mike Lindell's exclusive interview with Right Side Broadcasting from yesterday after his visit to the White House. So a pretty important conversation there. You're going to be hearing more of that interview coming up. And we'll talk more about the lockdown that's in Washington, D.C. right now. I can't figure that out. So we're going to do all of that and more. Kim Koppelman is here, the House Speaker, and we have a call waiting. So I'm going to go to the call, and I bet Kim will be able to answer this or comment on it as well. David in Minot, what's on your mind?
You talked with Senator Wardner about the seatbelt law, and then it kind of, you know, makes me think a bit. I'm pro-life, and I guess my comment is this. A woman and her doctor or technician have the right to kill a baby. And it's based a lot on privacy laws. If I'm by myself in my vehicle, I at least have a choice that I should be able to make. So I think that, to a point, is a bit of discrimination. If I have other people in my vehicle, I think they should have a choice to put a seatbelt on or not. But every baby that goes into an abortion clinic doesn't get a choice. They're dead when they leave, and it's just not logical to keep making things tougher and tougher. And yes, it saves lives, but I've also heard stories where people couldn't get out of their seatbelt and they burned to death, which is rare. But you know, we've done so much legislation for one or two things just because you can. And I think we really need to be careful of how we, you know, how we look at this seatbelt thing. I guess that's my comment. And if
all right. Well, I do appreciate that. It is going to be an issue in the session. It is an issue, I think, my position, which has been informed by law enforcement and by first responders and by some investigation that tells me it costs the state of North Dakota, which means us taxpayers, a lot more money if there's a fatality. The investigation goes to the next level. They spend a lot of money investigating those, okay? So this isn't something that's unimportant. It's really about deterrence. Because I don't think cops are going to peer out of their windows to say, oh, goody, I got to pull this guy over. But I think it's about deterrence, to know that they could. And so right now the law is you buckle up. And you only get penalized, if you will, for not buckling up if you're picked up for something else. That's sort of in the weeds. I'm saying law enforcement is for this. And if we say we support law enforcement, I'm going to listen to them a little more than I am somebody else. Two, first responders support this. They have to clean up the mess, right? So at this point, it's an argument everybody has been drawn into in the legislature without question before. A lot of folks here have sort of hard and fast. It's been up before. I know how I'm going to vote. I know how I've argued. All I'm asking for is folks that maybe give an open mind and think a little bit about the cost to taxpayers, what law enforcement wants, and what first responders want. So we'll start there with Speaker of the House Kim Koppelman. Good morning and welcome. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. It's good to be with you, Scott. First time, I think, in this capacity.
It is, as Speaker, and we congratulate you on that. It's kind of nice to have, West Fargo, North Dakota's fastest growing city.
Fifth largest, too.
A little more common sense than their neighbor to the east, the Fargo. Just everything starts at that line, and it just keeps getting a little better as you go west, in my mind, with people that are good, God-fearing folks. Not that folks in Fargo aren't, but my point is, it's a little bit different.
Yeah,
it's a little bluish where it's nice and reddish as you get West Fargo.
Yeah.
So congrats on the position.
Well, thank you very much. It's either that or sympathy. I'm telling people who congratulate me. We'll find out. But it's an honor, of course, and it's a real interesting responsibility to serve in that capacity. And after years of chairing committees and sort of being in the trenches, working on a lot of bills and things, it's a little bit different role, but I'm still scampering today to get not only the bills that I want to introduce in before the deadline, but also working with our majority leaders, Representative Pollard, to assign all the bills that are coming in. So we've got a long day.
Does being Speaker give you any more clout in that regard? In other words, when you're working on a bill, they say, it's a Speaker, or are you just one of X amount of members?
I was visiting with my brother the other day who lives in the Twin Cities, and he said, wow, he said, I'm the brother of the Speaker of the House. And I said, yeah, that and a few bucks will get you a cup of coffee almost anywhere in town. So I don't think it's that big a deal, but it's an honor to serve, and I'm happy to be there.
But it's certainly additional responsibility.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true.
And you have an office, and you didn't have an office.
Yeah.
You had a desk before, so yeah.
Well, and it's funny, I told someone, I've been in the legislature 26 years. It took me that long to get an office, and now everybody has an office.
Because of COVID. Due to COVID, right? Start on the seatbelt thing for the caller. Do you go into that debate with an open mind this time?
I do. I always try to go into all issues with an open mind. I mean, there are some that are philosophical and maybe hard and fast, but I always read bills very carefully, think about all the aspects, and try to look at things openly, and that leads to better legislation most of the time. I guess my personal opinion on that, without forming any conclusions prior to the fact, is that I think our law, the way it is worked pretty well. I mean, we have a seatbelt law. I remember the debate about that many years ago, long before I was in the legislature, actually, over the question of freedom versus, is this something we ought to do to save lives and so on. And, and that's a good debate to have. Some are saying the government is trying too hard to protect us from ourselves. And the compromise that we've settled on in North Dakota is that it's against the law not to wear your seatbelt, but you're not going to be pulled over solely for that. It's a secondary offense. And
so
my
question would be the benefit versus the cost. So right now it's the law,
mm-hmm.
but you're not going to get pulled over. I don't know, rough numbers, how many more people would be pulled over as a result of that, right? I happen to think law enforcement's got a lot more to do. I happen to think the benefit comes on the deterrence versus on the cost side, when a death
sure.
by accident happens, which is obviously going to happen
yep.
more often if you're wearing a seatbelt. That's statistically proven.
Absolutely.
Your chances of surviving an accident
sure.
are much better if you have a seatbelt on. So
mm-hmm.
freedom people are going to be in the same boat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to wear it. Don't wear it then. Right?
Right.
And yes, you had a potential of getting a consequence from law enforcement.
The way I look at that is that I think law enforcement is going to find a way to pull you over if they really want to pull you over. Did you swerve back there? Is your taillight burned out? I mean, they will find a way to pull you over. And so if there's a situation in a vehicle where the absence of wearing a seatbelt is something that a law enforcement officer believes is detrimental I don't think it being a secondary offense is going to be the issue.
Let's go to a text here, and then there's calls waiting too. Monty and Tioga, I'm not going to go to you right now because we're going to the break here. But this texter, Darren in Washburn, says, ask my buddy Kim if we could pass a law for helmets, too, based on the cost of a fatality.
It's a good question. And, you know, we had helmet laws years ago. And I have to say, personally, I never drive my vehicle without buckling up. I never would ride a motorcycle, and I used to many years ago. I would never do that without wearing a helmet. So personally, I believe very strongly in those safety, factors. I remember years ago when there was a helmet law, and there was the same debate about freedom. And the law, I think, said you had to wear a helmet, so some people strapped it to their knee and did other things to try to flaunt the law.
You know,
people will do what they will do.
This is just one of those issues that isn't necessarily on the caliber of infrastructure, legacy fund, you know, emergency powers.
Right.
But kind of grips the session, well, provides a little color, doesn't it?
It affects us all. That's part of it.
That's true. It very much does. Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman, new in that role, but not new in the legislature, 26th year. More of your questions or comments, welcome for him by phone, 258-0550. Or you can text me at 701-367-2054. Or Mr. Producer Man is taking text today, too. So I'll give you that number when we come back. And more of your calls, questions, comments coming up. Don't go away.
During this season of giving, give a life-changing gift, the gift of education. The University of Mary offers affordable, flexible adult education. Complete your bachelor's degree, earn a graduate degree, or enhance your skills with a certificate. Give yourself or someone you love a gift that lasts a lifetime. It's never too late to take the next step to reach your career goals. Classes begin this January and February. Give us a call at 701-355-8030 or find us at online.umary.edu/discover more.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken, that's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Ethanol brings energy and agriculture together. We're chatting with Brian Markegaard today, process engineer for Dakota Spirit, part of the Midwest Ag Energy family in Spiritwood. What if ethanol went away? What would that mean for corn farmers? What does that mean for North Dakota?
There's about 40 employees here at the plant, right around 40. So those jobs would be gone. They're very good paying jobs. So those positions would be gone from the community, which we saw with Cargill moving out, the number of jobs that left the community. And then just from the ability to process that corn right here makes a big impact, again, with the farm community, which in this part of the world supports the local community through buying equipment and all the other things that farmers are spending money on as well. And then the trickle effect of all that money in the community is huge.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Back on What's on Your Mind, Kim Koppelman, Speaker of the House here, chatting on our Legislative Today edition of What's on Your Mind. We're live from the State Capitol, Bismarck. We will be talking more about Mike Lindell's visit to the White House Friday and also what he believes will happen on Wednesday. And he is, I'll just paraphrase what Mike Lindell thinks is going to happen on Wednesday. Only God knows. He does believe everything that they now know, evidence leading to proof, leading to truth, will be known. It's just a matter of the timing. And as he's saying, I don't know who that's up to. Don't know. There's a part of me that says, can you imagine if all of this is revealed in the next 2 days to the point where there actually is a delay in the inaugural or some, you know, I don't even know if that's constitutionally possible. Can you imagine Minneapolis, Portland, you know, take Ferguson.
All right.
Maybe that's there in preparation. According to Mike, all of this is known to U.S. intelligence officials. They know China's role. They know about that affidavit that came from the Vatican and that person that was a whistleblower on what was happening in the State Department with global satellites uploading things for the change in the machines. I sound like Alex Jones right now, and I don't mean to. I mean, this is all vetted by people I trust and I believe. Now, maybe it needs more time, and you got to, you know, let the release valve go out there. Biden will be his own worst enemy, I believe, and you let that happen. It's revealed at some point, and then, you know, I don't know, he's impeached or he leaves in shame or whatever. But Donald Trump won the election, in my mind. But it's not enough for it to be in my heart or my mind. You need evidence, deemed proof by state legislatures who really have the massive amount of power in elections and blew it in Arizona. Absolutely blew it in Georgia. You know, kicked the can down the road in Michigan. Terrible. And the courts didn't want to go there. Did not want to go there. So I don't know what's going to happen on Wednesday. We're going to talk more about that and hear more from Mike at the bottom of the hour. DAC Diesel, one of our fine sponsors, CJ and the team at DACDiesel.com, waiting for your call today. Just take a little look around the yard. Say what needs a little extra attention, because whether it's a pickup, whether it's a truck, whether it's a semi-truck, whether it's a tractor, anything diesel, you'll get no better service anywhere. DACDiesel.com or 701-258-5011. Back with Speaker of the House, Kim Koppelman. Let's go to the phones. And we are going to Tioga with a question from Monty for Kim Koppelman. Go ahead, Monty, you're up.
Yes, sir. I would like very much to see a bill proposed that anybody over 70 years of age does no longer have to pay taxes in North Dakota other than their sales tax, okay? Or even if they want to give us the sales tax, that too. But the property tax, I think, is ridiculously high. And the school part of that is high. And how many 7-year-olds are going to be producing more children? Very, very few.
Well, I've seen a couple and instances of it in the Bible, but I hear what you're saying. It does happen. It is rare. To Monty's point, is he got a good structure for giving better tax relief to the citizens?
Well, Monty, I think you have a good point. You know, property tax, you mentioned, has been on the hearts and minds of the people of North Dakota and those they elect to represent them in the legislature for probably as long as I've been here. And I don't think there's a single issue that has attracted more attention, more angst, more hand-wringing. And certainly age is part of it, because you pointed out, well, you've paid those taxes your entire life. And the problem is, I had a constituent, I never forget this, years ago, who came to me almost with a tear in his eye. And he said, you know, I've accomplished my lifetime goal, one of my lifetime goals, and that is that I paid off my home. I don't have a mortgage anymore. Paid off, free, you know, full and clear. And he said, that's the good news. The bad news is that now my property taxes are higher than my mortgage payment when I had one.
Oh, my gosh.
And, you know, the problem is, if you bought a $60,000 house 30 years ago, and that doesn't mean you can afford to pay the tax on a $300,000 house today. So those are problems. And we do have a program for that in North Dakota, which is a homestead tax credit, it probably doesn't do enough. It's designed for people that are of lower income and that are of advanced age and that kind of thing.
Whose job is it to do what he's saying?
It's the legislature's job. And I think there is a bill. I know there's one bill to tweak that a bit in terms of lowering it for the older
population. But schools, mm-hmm. County
yep.
commissions,
yep.
City commissions,
yep.
spend the vast majority of property tax money.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. When I said it's the legislature's job, I was talking about the homestead tax
okay.
credit.
Yeah, which is a good thing, but you're yeah. doing it to offset all the spending
exactly.
and all those other entities.
Well, and that's one of the frustrating things, you know, is I have gone door-to-door campaigning over the years, during campaign years in the legislature. Literally every other house some years, every other door you knock on, people are concerned about property tax. When I explain to them that those are local taxes, you know, talk to your city commissioner, your school board member, your county commissioner, et cetera, a lot of them are surprised. Oh, I didn't know that. And then the few that do talk to them, when they come back, they say, you know what they told me? Well, gee, if the legislature would only give us more money, we wouldn't have to have your taxes so high. So it's a vicious circle.
The Hoban years, that was the best example of that massive amount of money that came back, and it worked.
That's right.
But spending didn't go down like it was supposed to.
That's right.
Monty, good question. Stay on us on that one. Terry, somewhere out in western North Dakota, next for Kim Koppelman. Go ahead.
Well, I just kind of got a comment on that seatbelt law. You know, once we start going down this taking freedoms away because of this and because of that, then where do we move to next? I mean, it's like high school sports. I know I got injured in high school sports where it hurt my knee, and I paid for it for all these years because of high school sports. Or do we cancel the Sam McQuaid softball tournament? Because one time I took somebody down to the emergency room.
I know where you're going, Terry. I know where you're going. Our time's short, so I'm going to let Kim weigh in on this. A texter said the same thing. Oh, you might be okay with giving up your freedom, Scott, but why do you think it's okay to give up mine? The law will not change related to the law being wear a seatbelt. It just says, let's add a little bit more of a deterrent, and then less people will die. And law enforcement says less people will die, because we know that from the statistics, and there'll be less people to inform. I'm not doing this because I want to grab people's freedom. I want people to have their moms and dads home at night, and moms and dads to have their kids home at night, and more of it will happen if you go to a primary because of the deterrent. But you're going to hear that argument a few thousand times. You've got some judiciary bills working on some of these things. Tell us about that.
Well, you know, and it's not related to seatbelts, but it is an important bill. And I don't know if your listeners remember, if you remember, Scott, probably a couple of years ago, there was a horrific accident on I-29 down south toward Hankinson, kind of on the way to the South Dakota border, where a 15-year-old, I believe, a minor driver, his car, lost control of the car, went over the median, it hit another car, killed all the occupants of the other car. His father was with him. His father died. He was the only survivor. It was a horrific accident. What came out of that story, and that family, they're constituents of mine, and his mother has come to me because two things happened. Number one, some of the media plastered his name and identity and photos with his dad and everything off of his social media all over. Others did not and respected it and just reported the accident much as I just shared it in general terms. You know, we protect the identity of juvenile offenders. If a juvenile, you know, hurts you, you aren't going to know who they are. But if they have an accident, you will. We're going to try to fix that.
That makes some sense, too. Terry, I know you're passionate about this. I'm looking forward to this discussion back and forth. I care as much about freedom as anybody. I just think the low-hanging fruit is happening in Washington, D.C., and maybe on mask mandates. It's not on trying to increase the enforcement of a seatbelt law, but I appreciate your opinion. Kim, thanks for the time today. Really appreciate
you're
it.
You're welcome. Good to be with you. And the other piece on that, in addition to confidentiality, is liability also.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors with the AutoCommand CVT from New Holland. This transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just move the controller gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 AutoCommand tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
U.S. USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Chinese officials said Monday that their gross domestic product expanded by 4.9% in the third quarter from a year earlier, putting China's economy back toward its pre-coronavirus levels. The Wall Street Journal says China revived its economy in three stages. First, by shutting down economic activity. In April, authorities got factories revved up again, allowing exports to increase. Then in the third quarter, authorities began encouraging consumers to venture out and open their wallets. After big tech censoring of President Trump and other conservatives in recent months, State Representative Tom Kading in North Dakota introduced a bill that would put social media giants like Twitter and Facebook in legal trouble for restricting political posts in North Dakota. No word on when the measure would be voted on. The winner at the Sony Open in Honolulu, Hawaii, belonged to Kevin Na. He won for the fourth time in a row. Na was three shots behind with six holes to play for a one-shot victory with a birdie on the final hole. USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Welcome back to What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Online at SchwannBuickGMC.com. 2020 Buick Enclave, how about $7,000 in purchase allowance right now? They've got 2021 GMC Sierra 1500, the crew cab model, $6,250 purchase allowance. There's purchase allowances across the board. Just check it out at SchwannBuickGMC.com or call them at 701-214-6372. It's What's On Your Mind. Scotty's in Bismarck.
I am. State legislature is underway in North Dakota. We only get 80 days every other year, so they pack a lot in, and we are talking about that. We're going to talk about Mike Lindell and some of the things leading up to the inauguration this week that remain unanswered questions. Got some more clips from his interview yesterday in just a few minutes here. I did want to finish with one last thing for Kim before we let him go, and also pass along. Todd Mitchell is not here. I don't think I've mentioned it today, but he told me last night by text that the heart attack that he just suffered and recovered from was a walk in the park compared to the issues he has now with some kind of kidney stone. I don't know if it's kidney stone or another kind of stone, but it's everybody you talk to that's had this says it is the most horrendous thing. I pray I never do. I drink a lot of water to do it. Anyway, I mean, just think stone and where it has to go, and you get the whole picture. But anyway, follow the updates on Facebook. Give him a little encouragement on that, and keep praying for our bud Todd. He'll be back soon. Kim, I want to ask you about emergency powers. I talked to Rich Wardner a little bit about this, and essentially many people are of the opinion, given what we've just gone through in COVID, we've kind of gone to a different level because emergency powers are like a blizzard or a flood, and we got to evacuate everybody. And this has been a longer deal, obviously over a year, not quite a year, I guess, but a long time. Do you believe the governor should have his emergency powers restricted beyond what they are now?
Well, I think maybe that's approaching it in the wrong way of asking the question. I think the legislature should set the parameters by which emergency powers are exercised, and they should do it in view of this new phenomenon with a pandemic like COVID, as you said, lasting almost a year, because the emergency powers that have been on the books have anticipated things like you described, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, you know, that kind of thing in North Dakota. And those are terrible sometimes, but they're relatively short-lived.
If you had to pick something that you think needs more legislative control, you don't want to call it a restriction, you're a very good politician, but whatever, what would you look back and say that wasn't really handled the best and we need to clean that up in Iowa?
Well, I wish we'd been in session this year. I think had the governor called us into session, and I'm not faulting the things the governor did. I think he did everything he thought was right in this regard. You and I could probably quibble with some of those specifics, but the bottom line is the legislature makes the law. The executive branch, the governor, carries out that law. And so, you know, he was in a position of having to make new restrictions because these are things we hadn't been able to anticipate. And so now that we're here.
He did have good dialogue with the leaders, right?
Right. But we have more than two people.
Right, I understand. And they, I don't think they're necessarily even 100% happy. We'll probably support some of these bills.
Sure.
Tell me what you're dropping today.
Well, there's a bill that actually the majority leader asked sort of a small ad hoc committee of representatives to work on during this last year. And we've been doing that dutifully. The Senate already has a bill that they've introduced with regard to emergency powers, with regard to executive authority, and so on. We will have a bill also in the House, some of the same co-sponsors, and that probably will be dropping today.
What will be the biggest change in it?
You know, I think it's in some ways very similar to what the Senate is doing with the length of the emergency, how it can be renewed, what has to happen, how the legislature is involved, and so on. And so the bottom line is the governor needs to be quick and nimble and able to respond. He or she is here all the time. That's part of the role of the governor. The legislature, as you mentioned, is here for brief times, but we should make the ongoing law. So when there's something new, do a special session, and in my bill, we can even do some of those extensions virtually now.
Ron and Mandan with the last question for Kim Koppelman, Speaker of the House. Then we're going to have another call on hunting and another quick question, one in Wishick, one in Tioga. So stay tuned. I'll get to you, too. But I want to give Ron a chance to ask you a specific question.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, see, Kim, we talked a while back, but there's two different concepts of conservative, Republican, and I have a good friend of mine who's a legislator who said, I'm not conservative enough for this group, and I'm too conservative for this group. Who am I? And all I could say is you jumped into the fire. I'm sorry, you know. So how do you view the conservativeness of the Republican Party looking at those two parameters?
You know, it's an interesting question. There are probably all kinds of variations and shades of gray. I consider myself a conservative, but not a libertarian, and there are some differences there. We certainly have some moderate Republicans. But, you know, we get a lot of people with good minds and good political philosophies in this building every other year to really sort through a lot of issues. And if two people agree on everything, one is unnecessary. So it's good to have those dialogues.
Well, I think Ron's got a point, though. There are Republicans in the legislature that are way less conservative than
absolutely
the majority of the conservative Republican electorate in North Dakota. Yeah.
No question about
that. But that's a case of just, some would say, a large, almost ridiculously large Republican caucus. Right.
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
And sometimes it leads the Democrats into Wackyville.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they're way over there.
Well, and their party, sadly, has lurched so far to the left that I think people that previously would have called themselves Democrats maybe now call themselves Republicans.
And I think
changed too.
Rick Becker and a few that call themselves Bastiats, I think, represent that you know, extreme. Sometimes I think that they are should be a different party because they're there. But on the other hand, they probably are closer than some Republicans the other way to representing freedom. I don't think they have the numbers yet to make a difference. But, I mean, that would be an example of a caucus that's on the other side. As much as they rip into the Republican Party, you wonder why aren't they libertarians and just go a different route. They're sort of, oh, wait, you want a caucus with us, but you rip on us all the
time.
Well,
and I don't think that's the way to accomplish good change. I think you win more flies with honey than vinegar, as the old saying goes. So I think it would be important to try to find the things we do agree on and build some unity and then disagree where we must.
Ron, any thought on that before we let you go?
Well, are they then, when you talk about libertarian, are they conservative libertarian or liberal libertarian? Because the statistics say that more libertarians vote liberal on the left than they do on the right. So there's another question about libertarian.
I think you have a good point, Ron, and that is that, you know, there are the libertarian philosophy is basically hands-off government. You know, you get out of my life and don't tell me what to do. And you know, the extreme extension of that is anarchy, of course, with no government, no laws, etc. And that's not what anyone here is advocating. But you're right. I mean, those are the people, for example, most people think that conservatives are pro-life. Well, some libertarians say, hey, hands off my body, government. You can't be pro-life. Leave me alone.
And that is not sharing the values of the majority of North Dakotan conservatives again.
Not at all.
Last quick question. Thanks, Ron. Appreciate it. Somebody said, just give me a half a minute update on this. We'll tackle it next week. What's happening with private property rights this year in the session? I know the whole posting, no posting. I thought a brilliant plan came out last year. Correct me if I'm wrong. It was kicked to a study with the, you know, the posting and go online and find out red, green, yellow, whatever. But you got a lot of ticked off landowners right now. How do you remedy that?
Yeah. And, you know, there again, that's a balance. I mean, hunting is something I grew up in a rural area of North Dakota, a small town area, and lived out in the country most of my childhood. And yet, so hunting was something that was a prized you know, process. It's got to be mutual respect. The hunters have to respect the land and the landowners, and hopefully the landowners will allow responsible hunters to hunt. And as soon as if we can get those kinds of cooperations, we'll have less problems. And when anybody abuses it on either side, it becomes a problem. I remember hunting one time, and a farmer, the reputation was that this particular farmer posted his land every single year, wouldn't allow people on it, and the deer were devastating his corn crop. And he had signs up that year saying, yes, hunting, a great big yes instead of a no.
Interesting. Kim, thanks.
Thank you. Good to be with
time.
You.
Speaker House Kim Koppelman, he'll be with us regularly on the Legislature Today updates. All right. Mike Lindell, we started a little bit of this conversation yesterday. He was at the White House on Friday, and he gave an interview to Right Side Broadcasting over the weekend. And I want to play some of that because, according to Mike, this isn't over. Question is, will it be over, as in the evidence, the proof, the truth, before the inaugural? And then what is the process to deal with that? Will anybody listen, or will it be down the road? Here's more of that interview from yesterday, and then we'll get back to your calls.
America and the world is finding out what they've done. Look what they've done to suppress our president's voice. He's hidden from us. And all of people like myself, they've attacked my company. I have 2,000 jobs that are careers. They've attacked companies that I work with that have dropped me now because they, you know, they're trying to cancel me out. They're trying to cancel companies now. Churches, friends of mine that have churches that backed the president that said good things. They've just been, you know, attacked right now. And I told the president, think what's going to happen if we let this inauguration, if this goes through, all these people that supported our great president for all the great things he did. And these guys are attacking them. You know, it's just, I can't even imagine, you know, and what would be to come. One of the things the president really liked on there was Google, Facebook, Twitter. It said on there he has the authority to order them to put everybody's back intact in their Facebooks, their Twitters back, because I told him, I said, my friends have lost their platforms that they rely on their livings. There's people that have podcasts that's their whole living. They built them up, and he turned to Robert O'Brien and said, well, yeah, we could do this. And he goes, no, that would really upset people, the left. I mean, upset the left? I mean, what do you mean upset the left? How would they like to get suppressed? Nobody wants to. I have people that are on the left that can't communicate with people. They don't even know what's going on.
Unbelievable.
Well, my favorite part of that is Robert O'Brien's a national security advisor. I mean, China bad, Russia bad. The idea that he'd say, free speech is going to be really making the left mad is crazy. I think they've got O'Brien in there just to say no to everything right now, which is a little bit odd. The whole interview we'll put up on our Facebook page we'll also tweet it out. You can live, we're live blogging the show, so you can always get tidbits of the show and get different links on the What's On Your Mind, What's On Your Mind Twitter feed. So we'll have that up on Facebook and other places as well. KFIRE 550, as well as AM 1100 The Flag, WDAY. And KTGO and KLTC, we're glad you're listening. Lee in Wishick has a question. Go ahead, Lee.
Well, I did have a question for the senator about the prairie dog bill, but being he's off now, I'll ask another question. With this riot at the Capitol, there was, 133 arrests. Now, North Dakota is the only state that doesn't have a voter registration. So unless all those rioters were from North Dakota, they should be able to easily find out whether they vote Republican or vote Democrat. And it would be interesting to know.
That's a great point.
Republican?
Right. Have they voted? If so, how did they vote? That would be another way to tell that. Not to mention, I was told 1,500 people got into the Capitol. Why have only 133 been arrested?
Yeah.
And by the way, that was a made-for-TV planned event. If you think that was organic or incited by Donald Trump, you are of, by, and for the swamp. Did Donald Trump maybe generate more than he should have in the way of anger in his comments? Yeah, I wish he hadn't even talked to the audience, because all they were going to do is blame him for this. Now he's impeached over it. It's stupid. There's now 50 times the troops for Washington, D.C. and the inaugural than there were for that when there's no threat. There was threats on January 6th.
Need an escape? No, not a vacation. An escape from your basement. Here at Precision Concrete Cutters, we specialize in egress window installation and replacement. So not only do we provide you an escape from your basement, but we provide sunlight into that dark, dreary space to make you feel like you're on vacation. Okay, maybe not, but you will relax knowing that you do have a safe way out.
For more information on egress windows, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improve lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
Keeping family traditions alive and keeping mom and dad safe at home is more important than ever. Northland Pace is here to help make that a reality. Northland Pace is fully open in all locations, including their new location in Fargo. Pace is a Medicare and Medicaid approved program that promotes living independently at home through the coordination of all health services. As your loved ones' needs change, their services are here to meet those needs. So keep them at home as long and as safely as possible. Visit northlandpace.com.
Hometown cooking. Nothing like it. And you know what? It's waiting for you now at a PetroServe USA location near you. That's right. They're open and serving great grab-and-go homemade food. PetroServe USA, helping America fuel better. And great food, like the 4-for-4 special. Every day, a hot stuff personal pan pizza, two of the best cookies in town, and a 20-ounce drink, yours, for just $4. 4-for-4. Come on in to PetroServe USA.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
About 8-9 days ago, as you know, I've been looking down every hole for election fraud since November 4th. And about 8 or 9 days ago, this proof came out, 100% footprints from the machines, the machine fraud. And it went all over the internet just for about this company released it, this media outlet released it. It went out there for about, maybe 15 minutes, and everybody got their Facebook shut down. They got this stuff got deleted off the internet. They got their whole website shut down. So I wanted to give it to the president and say, hey, we've got, this is it. This is, this shows that Joe Biden lost 79 million votes for Donald Trump and 68 million for Joe Biden, and I wanted to get it to the president.
And we can't see it. Wow.
Well, it was up, but isn't it chilling to know that it went away? We talked about it on the air. Here's Mike calling me right now. Oh, my goodness. I'm figuring out how to do this. Mike, it's Scott, and I'm on the air, but I wanted you to just take 30 seconds to give some folks some hope. We've been playing snippets of your Right Side Broadcasting interview, yeah, so we've heard a lot. But
I can come on real quick if you want.
You're on right now. Give us 30 seconds of hope.
Well, hello, everybody. You know, I guess my hope lies is God's got his hand in all of this. I did get the that new machine evidence. I can tell everyone that 100%, I have two different groups came to me. They have all the evidence we need of foreign interference. And so no matter what happens here, this will be uncovered. And you're going to, if something would happen Wednesday, you'd have this illegitimate inauguration. I'm telling you, all this is going to come out, and I don't know what's going to happen in the next few days. But the president does know about this now, and it's beyond anything. It's exactly what we've all been telling you, but now we have the imprints of which country did it, which IP address, the longitude and latitude, the amount of votes that were flipped. Fulton County, Georgia alone, in that county, there were 24,000 votes flipped. 24,000. I've seen the prints. So this is forensic evidence, and we also know who did it and everything. So there's the hope, and everyone says, well, gee, it came too late. No, it didn't. This is God's timing. It's all going to be great. And everybody's just got to keep the faith. It might not be the perfect thing that we wanted to happen. But when we come out of this, it's going to be elections. Everyone's got to be so happy all the votes that came in, the miracle of the election night, where it broke those algorithms. So we were able to keep investigating this until we finally got to the bottom of it. And you know what? There's no statute of limitations on this, you guys. So this is going to come out. And when we get through this, we're going to have elections that have no machines, and we're going to have a great president back and are in there. You know, that's what I believe. But I say keep everything. It might not be God's plan, but whatever God's plan is, it's a good plan. And there's the hope. Everybody have a peace, because I do. Everything that's happened the last few days, other than my business getting attacked more than anything in history, but I can live with that. I've been attacked before for things I believe in. But everybody keep the faith, because at least we have the everything to show that there was 100%. China and other countries are the ones that really voted for Biden. It wasn't us, none of us.
Unbelievable. Well, folks are praying for you, for your mission to be complete, and do your work to continue. So thanks for everything you're doing. Know that the Northern Plains is buying robes and buying blankets and buying more pillows, and so we'll make up the difference on all the craziness you're putting up with. But God bless you. We'll talk again soon.
Well, thanks, Scott. I do want to say one more thing. I want to thank everyone, because MyPillow has been so supportive the last 4 days. We had record days. I mean, it's been just amazing. So everybody's behind this and behind MyPillow. And I want everybody to know, I will not give up until everyone in the country and world sees what I have seen. And when it's out there, it's like I said before, I think I told you, Scott, if the Supreme Court, when they finally ever look at this, it'll be a 9-0 vote that this was an attack on our country. And it's probably the biggest attack of any country in history. And but it's going to be amazing, you guys. So hang in there.
I can hear the calm in your voice. So I think that alone gives a lot of hope to folks right now, Mike. So I appreciate everything you're doing. I know you've turned your life upside down since November 3rd.
Yeah.
Have not quit doing this, so pretty amazing.
it's like living inside of a movie. It really is. And, you get these pieces, and all of a sudden these people. And everyone, I want to say, too, as everyone said, well, why wasn't this uncovered sooner? Let me tell you, and Scott, I did find out that, too. This will be interesting to your listeners. There was so much low-hanging fruit that the lawyers that went after all this, you know, the Donald Trump's lawyers, the president's lawyers, they're out there going after. There was so much organic cheating with just dead people and people, non-residents voting and ballot fraud and all this, because you get that and you think you got enough when you got, okay, take out the dead people, yeah, take out the non-residents. That you win that state. But when this kept happening, and they kept doing that, that could be another miracle, because then maybe the machine fraud would have never been looked into if you'd overturned them states. They would have just stole bigger next time.
A very good point that for the future, this is important too. God bless you, Mike. Keep fighting. We'll talk again later today, okay?
Thanks, God. Bye.
There's a patriot for you, folks. By the way, we had a scheduled interview with the new dean of UND Aerospace, Robert Krause. So we're going to have to reschedule because I don't want to cheat that in time. He's very new up in Grand Forks. Going to do some big things there. We'll do that tomorrow. God bless you.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
For years, Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City has been there for you, and we're here for you now. Our top priority continues to be to keep our community safe and healthy. That's why we are taking extra measures in cleaning our facility to minimize any health risks. Convenient pickup and delivery to your home or office for sales and service is still available. Together, we will get through this and be stronger for it. Thank you from everyone at Peckwood Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.